With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the January 28th pre-Super Bowl edition of the PFF Forecast. This is also the post-championship game edition. We're not going to spend an entire 60 minutes reliving the bad decisions of Dan Campbell on the goal line and Josh Reynolds' inability to catch passes. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to move on to the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about Niners and Chiefs. We're going to guess those lines and talk about what we think is going to happen. Let's rock. If you had told me that Mecole Hardman had lost someone a game today, I wouldn't have been surprised. Josh Reynolds, we would have talked about that. Josh Reynolds is no Mecole Hardman, so I don't think we can get into it. For once, drops are not the Chiefs' receivers' fault. They sail in. That was a really anticlimactic game. The Chiefs scored 0 points in the second half. Ravens had three. Chiefs are in control the entire game. And then the Niners come back with a little help from their friends. As we head into the Super Bowl now, a rematch from a few years ago, what is your guys' kind of biggest the thing that's most on your mind as we head into this match? We'll guess the lines here in a second. But just like immediate reaction as you're thinking about what's going to play out in a couple of weeks, Brad.
Yeah, I think it would probably be like we talked about how the Chiefs offense wasn't as good and the defense was very good. And I don't think we just talked about it insofar as there were clear warts in the rest of the AFC teams. I guess you were kind of saying like we thought the AFC was going to be elite and it actually stinks. I don't know if it stinks, but like, yeah, it was not as electric as we thought it was going to be. So I think that's the thing for me. Like you said, the Ravens scored 3 points in the second half down. Todd Monken was great all year. I'm not really sure what the game plan was for that game specifically. But anyway, looking forward, I think we're going to get a shootout. The Niners defense has fallen off the last 2 months, and I think this is going to be like a high-octane, high-scoring, pretty electric game.
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway is like 4 years ago, I think these teams and how they got to the Super Bowl were very different. And I think they've kind of shed some of these snake skins that have held them back in the past. I think in the past, we've seen Chiefs defenses have not been able to hold their own in against elite offenses in the playoffs or against elite quarterbacks. That's, you know, how, you know, kept them out against when they faced Brady in 18, when they faced Burrow in 22. And then this year, I mean, they really leaned on the back of their defense, especially in this conference championship game. Mahomes, I think, had zero. The Chiefs scored 0 second-half points, and yet they still won. In the past, you know, Shanahan wouldn't have been able to win these games when coming into the second half with that big of a deficit. And they really turned it around. I mean, props to Brock Purdy. I mean, that was a pretty impressive second-half performance, minus that one random Brandon Ayuk. So I think these teams have been categorized as being led by their offenses, and for Shanahan, his inability to come back, whether that's been because of his play calling or his quarterbacks, and I think they've been able to get past that and shown that they've been able to lean on the other side in both of their playoff games.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, in some ways I agree with you, and in some ways I feel like it's deja vu all over again where, you know, you're going into a game and the question here is going to be is the strength of the team around the Niners, can it make up for the seven and a half points that the quarterback for the Chiefs is better than any other quarterback on the planet. Like, and so in some ways it's the same thing, you know, instead of Emmanuel Sanders, we have Brandon Ayuk. That's certainly a much, you know, you'd make that trade any day. There's some strength, you know, on both defenses, but there's some weaknesses that can be taken advantage of. And I think both teams can or take advantage of them. But here's the thing that I think after these two games, I was very skeptical of, and I've been very clear about how Travis Kelce has played this year. I don't know if he like took some extra athletic greens before the playoffs or what, some fish oil, some ketones, like some alpha brain. I don't know what, but he has completely turned it around. And to me, that is the big story, because you saw Sam Laporta today, a Niners defense that has traditionally done very well against tight ends. Laporta was very good. If Kelce has really kind of got that step back and is on his game, like, that really changes things for the Chiefs offense. And we're going to talk about the spread on this game here. I think it's going to be very interesting, because today really changed my opinion personally.
Yeah, I feel like he, in two ways, like both on script, just like getting the ball to him and him getting back to having that wiggle and making like just the first defender miss to turn a 4-yard carry into an 8-yard carry, but also the off script stuff, like him and Pat, for their standards, weren't really on the same page. And in this game in particular, but kind of all playoffs, like those late Pat scrambling, finds him open. I mean, a couple incredible catches today, like that wasn't really there either. Maybe the game off in week 18, he obviously had the injury to start the year, didn't play the Lions game. Like, yeah, he looked different. Like, you're lying to yourself if you said he didn't look different, but he's looked like Travis Kelce in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Let's talk about the Lions. Certainly it's up. I have resisted the temptation to look. Brad did look, but he guessed the line beforehand. So we'll give him a pass here. Brad, what would you make Niners Chiefs in Las Vegas?
Yeah, Niners minus 1.5 was my thought.
I went Niners minus 2.
All right. I have fallen into this trap before. I'm not doing it again. I'm not giving Patrick Mahomes points in this game. I'm not doing it. And I don't think I would be – I can't get all the way to 3, but I would make it Chiefs by 2.5. And I'm not like hedging in any way, shape, or form. Like, I literally don't understand how you could watch Brock Purdy today. The weather was fine. There's no weather excuse. And the Lions defense got carved up by Baker Mayfield. He made a turnover worthy throw that ended up being a 51-yard reception. Okay. I know he had some good runs. The Lions defense was a nightmare. Okay. And the Chiefs defense is not. And the Chiefs have the better quarterback by miles. So the fact, the idea that they would be underdogs, I think, is laughable. I would make them a favorite. I'd make them a favorite of 2.5 points. And I think you would have a better time arguing me to 3 than you would arguing me to the Niners being favored in this game. So I'm curious. You guys both have the Niners favored. I guess why is my question.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I think if you only looked at the vacuum of the playoffs themselves, yeah, I wouldn't. You know, I'm not going to say they weren't impressive today. You scored 27 unanswered in the second half against a good team. That's great. But, you know, I kind of talked about coming into this game, who this team's had played, how they looked. They probably should have lost to Green Bay. I'm just trying to tether back to, you know, full season priors, all that. You know, like I was joking with you earlier, I'm not like trying to put you on the spot. December George. Hearing January George say that the Chiefs are -2 or -2 yeah. and a half against the Niners, he'd be making fun of December George would be making fun of January George. Yes. That's all I'll say.
100%. But I the thing that for me is I feel like I have to change my opinion. The team is different. And you know, I'd be lying to myself if I was trying to kind of, you know, go back to that point in time. I feel like we've learned a little bit more about Purdy. We've certainly learned a lot about, you know, the Niners and their defense. I think we've just learned a ton about Kelce and Mahomes. I really think that offense looks totally different. You know, I know that the second half was not super impressive, but I thought the first half, they really should have scored. The Rashee Rice touchdown should have been a touchdown, which, you know, Mahomes should have gone over. That game should have gone over. It was really not great for my wallet that didn't happen. But I felt that the offense performance was impressive to me, especially on the road against Baltimore, even though they only scored 17. Arjun, have I talked you off of the Niners being favored at all?
Not really. I still think the Niners are the better team, and we've seen in the playoffs, like, to beat this Niners defense, the way you beat them is by running the ball. And the Chiefs, I mean, if anyone who watched them today knew, they just were pounding their head into a wall every time they ran the ball, whether it was with Isaiah Pacheco, and if they ran it with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, it was like there was no chance of success. Just today, I mean, they averaged a negative 0.28 EPA per play, a 33% success rate, and they just don't have the juice up front. And I mean, they could get Tooney back and that could help, but like, this is not a team that, at least in the playoffs, we've seen be able to run the ball. And I do think the Niners pass defense is beatable. You know, we thought that Kyle Hamilton and Roquan would be able to neutralize Kelsey, and then he goes off for 100 plus yards. And so I'm not like too confident in the Chiefs offense to be able to like move the ball as well on the Niners and be able to win at the point of attack, especially in the run game. And then on the flip side, I mean, Chiefs are a man heavy team. That's what they do under Spags, and Brock Purdy this year, I think, has the second or first best EPA against man coverage this year. And I think that's something that, as me and Judah have talked about before, is something that's stable week over week, year over year. And I think just because of the way Shanahan calls his plays, I don't see the Chiefs, you know, being able to disrupt the Niners offensively as much unless Spags is sending these insane blitzes, which causes Purdy to speed up his processing and things like that. So from a fundamental perspective, I think the Niners offense should be able to move the ball. And then I'm just not fully bought in that the Chiefs offense will be able to move the ball the way that teams have been able to move the ball on the Niners, which is on the ground. But it's so hard for me to bet against Pat in this, and I'm not going to. I just can't make Chiefs a favorite right now.
I could be misremembering like one explosive that ruins this, but just, you know, this isn't a good stat. The Chiefs did have average 5 yards a carry against the Bills. They were 24 carries for 146. Mm-hmm. I guess there's probably some Mahomes scrambles in there. But anyway, just throwing that in.
Yeah, so it is -2.5, Niners -2.5. The money line is -132, Niners +112, Chiefs. The total is 47.5. My immediate take here is that I like the Chiefs on the money line and I like the over. To your point, Brad, the Niners offense, I think, will have a much better chance of moving the ball against the Chiefs. So the Chiefs, I thought it was more about the Ravens having a pretty, even there, you saw it from the first series, and I think I sent this on our Slack, like, the first three plays of the game, like, you get the ball to start the game, and those three plays were just like, what are we doing here? It was like they just weren't ready to play the game. Like, the third down is like a target to Aguilar. Their receivers are still pretty awful. So I definitely like the over there. Mm-hmm. What are your guys' thoughts? Obviously, you have the Niners being favored, but betting angles on any of those six.
I mean, I'll just say the line's already moving towards KC. I think it opened 2.5. It was 3 pre-game. Again, it was 3 after the Chiefs game ended. It was 2.5 after. Now I'm pretty sure I'm seeing 1.5 at FanDuel, DraftKings. I don't have Circa, or it's 2.5 at DraftKings, or 2.5 at FanDuel. I don't have Circa up, but yeah, I think it's trending towards KC. Brad, what do you think?
Arjun, people just heard my, you know, opinion, yeah. Right? You know, we've got hundreds of millions of people watching us live. So, you know, they're compelled here.
No, I mean, this would be taken as like making an excuse for Lamar, who wasn't good today. Rookie Zay Flowers was the only receiver that showed up for him today, like at all. Like, Nelson Aguilar getting the first third down target was kind of the emblematic of that entire game. Odell came to life in the fourth quarter for a couple of 7-yard, you know, crossers, but I just think that Charles Menehu's injury is interesting, and I think he'll probably play, get an extended rest there. But the Chiefs did well, but like, I think they got pressure at times, but other times Lamar was able to buy time. He just should have scrambled so much more often. And we know Brock Purdy has an elite 10-yard split. So, I mean, it's 95th percentile per sources. So, like, you had that cooked in. No, okay. So, in all seriousness, like, I think they are going to move the ball. And I think the last thing, too, of 6 carries for the running backs, obviously, if it's a bad game script, you'd want Shanahan to move towards throwing the ball more, but like, we know he's not going to. And I actually think it will work in this fashion. Like, you can run on this Chiefs defense. And I think McCaffrey, some Debo, he'll probably get his 5-6 carry allotment. I think I love the over in this game. I really, really do. I love the Chiefs defense. I think it's maybe the second best defense in football behind Baltimore this year, frankly. But I think they'll be able to pick their spots. Nick Bolton was in coverage on Zay Flowers a half dozen times and got cooked a half dozen times. Like, they're going to feast over the middle. And I love Nick Bolton as a run defender, but he cannot cover. So, like, I think you are going to see them attack the middle of the field. They'll break off some chunk plays. They'll run the ball off tackle and get a couple McCaffrey, Debo, 20, 30-yard carries as well. And then I think the Chiefs are going to be able to pick their spots against this Niners defense as well. They got banged up a little bit in this game. You know, a couple safeties and DBs towards the end were coming off the field. You know, Nick Bosa is probably going to put Juwan Taylor in hell, but yes. I think we know Mahomes can navigate that. I think points, 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 and yeah, I already bet Chiefs money line.
That's the big matchup that, you know, that you see on the other side of the ball. Like, Penei Sewell has been amazing. And, you know, Bosa beat him a couple of times. Juwan Taylor has not been amazing. I'll put this up on the screen here. He's got a PFF grade of 49, which is not great. And obviously Bosa has been amazing, 92.5 PFF grade, which is second among all edge rushers to the great Myles Garrett, and his pass rush win rate, as many will point out. But here's what the matchup kind of looks like. So there are props up. I'm seeing them on FanDuel. Some notable, and by the way, on FanDuel, it's now 1.5 Niners. So clearly the trading desk there listening to this podcast. Christian McCaffrey, -185 anytime touchdown. I actually think that's kind of light. Passing yardage, Mahomes, 261. Purdy is 247. Passing touchdowns, Mahomes over 1.5, -128. Purdy over 1.5 is -110. Rushing yardage, CMC is 89.5. Pacheco, 61.5. Mahomes, 27.5. Brock Purdy, whose rushing yardage total, as we talked about on Wednesday, was 7.5, egregiously low, is now 12.5 because of that 10-yard split, Brad. Receiving yardage, Kelsey at 66.5, Debo 57.5, Kittle 51.5, Ayuk 63.5, Rashee Rice 66.5, and CMC is at 31.5. See if there's anything else noteworthy. What sticks out to you guys in terms of kind of the matchups that you like here?
Debo jumps out for me. I think that's the guy that's going to attack this linebacker core. Looked pretty good tonight, like looked healthy, and it was a big question mark. Thought he was fine. I might even do rushing and receiving combos if I think there's value there based on how they price it. Maybe it's not worth it, but he's the one for me on the Niners side of the football that I love. Laporta was good, but I still don't want to overreact and hammer Kelsey because we know this is a tough matchup against the Niners for tight ends. So I guess you would in that spot you maybe look at Pacheco or Rashee Rice. But yeah, the big one for me is I think Debo Samuel with an extra week of rest, I think, is gonna have a massive, massive part of this game.
What about you?
Yeah, I think Debo is the way to go. I mean, we know the Chiefs are gonna play a ton of man, so like it really is like who you think the man beaters are, and which are Ayuk and Debo. I'm trying to think back. Pat passing over, to be honest. Like, I think that'd be my only other lean, that they just lean heavily on the pass game, especially if we like the over in this game. I think Chiefs would do it by throwing the ball, not running. So that'd be my other lean.
I mean, it seemed like the Lions were getting anything they wanted running the football. So, you know, and I would assume Tooney will be back for this game. Would that be your?
I would think so. I would think so. And someone's pointing out in the chat, CMC did get hurt at the very end of this game. You know, when Elijah Mitchell came in, I think he'll be fine, but something to keep an eye on as well. But yeah, I would imagine Tooney comes in. Also, I mean, Allegretti is a very good backup guard. He was not a problem at all today. I mean, Tooney's awesome, but anyway.
Yeah. Ayuk, you know, with all that man coverage, Ayuk does stick out, but those corners have been so good, so good for Kansas City. The Niners run defense, they figured it out a little bit in the second half. It was pretty porous to start the game. I can't believe I'm saying this, but the thing that really sticks out to me is Kelce at 66 and a half yards. I mean, he's got to get 20 targets in this game. Like, yeah. You know, he has to. I think the passing game, you know, Mahomes should have gone over today. Yeah, it was a lot of, you know, kind of crappy luck, and they obviously got out to a big lead and didn't have to throw the ball. So, you know, that's where my head goes kind of immediately. Ayuk has separated super well this year, but I think this is going to be a really, you know, a really kind of tricky matchup. Even if CMC were to go into the concussion protocol 2 weeks, like he kind of should be back and in good shape.
Yeah, Brad, didn't you have a tweet about Kelce and some receiving yard like streak he had?
He's had 70 plus receiving yards in every playoff game since 2020. He's literally, and he's averaging like 95. Like, yeah, I know he's not the same guy, for sure he's not, but still, it's been at least 70 in 12 games in a row.
66 and a half is unacceptable. Like, I'm sorry, but if you've been watching the playoffs, like, there's just, he's a totally different guy. I have no idea. Like, I would assume that he's going to get drug tested here tomorrow. Like, I wouldn't be surprised by the NFL. I'd be very curious. I don't know if you visited Balco Labs or something, but it totally different guy. So 66 and a half feels super, super short. I mean, like, Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner are fantastic, but I mean, Kyle Hamilton's been fantastic this year. Roquan's been fantastic this year. Those guys had no prayer. So I don't know. I really think that the Niners in this game, like, Nick Bosa is going to have an unbelievable game. Like, he is going to have to turn Juwan Taylor. And I think it's very possible because of how bad Juwan Taylor is. But that to me is like, you know, they have got, and Chase Young's going to have to show up a little bit. That's like the pathway here, right? Because I mean, the one time that Mahomes has lost the Super Bowl, that's the way it happened, right? If you do not get immediate pressure on him, I don't know, especially with how the Niners look today, I see a very, very hard for anyone to slow them down.
I think one thing that you mentioned that jumped out, and Arjun, you've had a question, jump in, but Mahomes over 1.5 touchdown passes -128. Like, that's, we've seen that around even money on his 2.5s, you know, a couple months ago. And if we're gonna talk about how Kelce's different, he is. The Chiefs still, as long as they're not on the goal line, they still throw at an insanely a rate so much higher than everyone else from, you know, 3 yards and 15 yards away from the goal line. Like, they're looking to run those pick plays and do all, you know, all the stuff they do. Which either works or it doesn't, but I would just put the passing touchdowns at that point. You might not get any like bombs to MVS or whatever, but you're just going to get a lot of like red zone goal to go passing. I think maybe even play it that way.
Yeah. I have a prop I love. I haven't seen it posted yet, but I mean, the Mecole Hardman under is like, yeah, just running it back.
Don't see that. I snap,
dude. Okay. So he had, I saw this play. He had one snap where he got used in motion, where I think he like motioned from outside back in. Then he like circled back, and he was literally just a decoy. Once, I'm pretty sure, just played one snap, just the perfect play. It was like 12.5 bet MGM. I told people to take the alt under 0.5. I don't know what odds you can get for that, but that was surgical. And so if that opens up for the Super Bowl, I mean, just know that that's a multi-unit play.
I'm interested in a couple of rushing props. So, I mean, the Niners' weakness is the run game, run defense. Pacheco's been solid, 63.5. You know, not a crazy number. But I like Purdy a lot at 12.5. Clearly had to run in this game today. He can run, but you mentioned the man, you know, why did we like Purdy rushing in this game, the man coverage, and the Chiefs are going to play a ton of man coverage. And those guys are sticky. So like at 12.5, like, is absurd to me. I don't think that's, taking into account the fact that he has a 99th percentile or 95th percentile 10-yard split.
I think it's a very good shout. Spags is going to send pressure, try to throw him off and get him, you know, confused, whatever. Plus, you know, script-wise, maybe if they're down, he scrambles more often. I like the Purdy one a lot.
Yeah. Seeing some movement here, I haven't seen any movement on Kelsey. I remain firm in my love of that. Actually, I've seen Rashee Rice. He's now at 67.5. BMC receiving has moved up ever so slightly.
Quick thought, George. Quick thought for the Kelsey before we move on. So there's also, I'm seeing on DraftKings, a prop for just most receiving yards in the game by any player. Mm-hmm. Kelsey's plus 370. You have Ayuk, just go through a couple of them. Ayuk plus 170, heavy favorite. Kelsey plus 370, Rashee plus 380, Kittle 4-1, Debo 5.5-1, and like McCaffrey 18, etc. Look, obviously Ayuk probably is going to lead the Niners in receiving yards, but if you think Kelsey's going to get his 80 plus allotment, like, you know, the Niners spread the ball around, you never really know. If Ayuk didn't catch the ball off of Amazon Kindle, Vildor's face at the goal, he will probably have like 40 receiving yards tonight. I might just play it that way with the Kelsey line.
Yeah, no, I love that actually, and you don't have to pay any vig for that. So honestly, I might just bet that right now.
That's right.
That's a great bet.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. What did you say those odds were again?
Plus 370. Travis Kelsey to the most receiving yards in the game, and submit.
Where are you saying?
DraftKings receiving props. It's all they have up right now, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see that on FanDuel. That's delightful. I like that a lot, I mean, especially the way the Chiefs have played defense, right? It's like they have been so sticky, not allowed a lot of big plays. So that makes a lot of sense. 262.5, honestly, 247.5 for Purdy. It really is hard for me to see this game, being super low scoring. But obviously been wrong before. CMC anytime touchdown now to minus 200. I would assume that'll only go up. Need to go up. Yeah. You'll have to not play, not score a touchdown. And Mahomes over 1.5 passing touchdowns is now minus 144. Question that, or someone in the chat said the Niners' biggest issue is actually their offensive line. I think the interesting thing, and I would agree that's probably true. That's their biggest weakness. Yeah. But if you look at the Chiefs here, like, I actually think this is a very good matchup for the Niners because the Chiefs, you know, Chris Jones, really the only guy you have to worry about. Feliciano's played well, you know, inside. Now, obviously, you can't like match Trent Williams up per se, you know, with Chris Jones, obviously. But you only have one guy that you're really worried about at all. So I actually feel like this is a decent matchup for the offensive line. For the Niners, what do you guys think?
Kurlothis will give McKivitz a little bit of trouble, but I don't think it's the worst matchup. I watched McKivitz because I thought he was a free agent. He's not, random tangent. So I watched a ton of his film, and he's not even a free agent. He to me is better against like George Kurlothis type rushers. He loses to bend and stuff around the edge plenty, but Kurlothis is a power rusher. He actually had a very good game tonight. But I think we would agree. We talked all year about their line. It's more just Purdy. You saw both ends of Purdy being phenomenal at times navigating pressure, and then you also saw him running into sacks in that late drive down in the red zone. I'm with you though, George. I like Chris Jones is the one guy who consistently wins one-on-one that you're worried about. The rest of the guys, like, yeah, Spags will dial some stuff up, you'll have nickel blitzes and whatnot, but I see it the same way as you.
Yeah, I would agree. What's the Arjun, in your opinion, what's the biggest concern from the Chiefs perspective?
It's the secondary receivers. Like if the Niners do decide to double Kelsey and put Charvarius Ward on Rashee Rice, I wouldn't feel confident in any of the Chiefs receivers to step up. I know MVS has had a good last couple of games, but like that's just kind of like a fluky play. Justin Watson only had like two catches today. So yeah, I think the secondary receivers matter. And I remember and this is like not really answering your question, but like I remember last year we all were like, oh, the Chiefs run defense is bad and Eagles will be able to run all over them. And that was, I mean, everyone was talking about the Chiefs run defense is so bad. Like Lamar is going to run all over them. And he didn't go over his rushing prop. And the The Ravens had to, for whatever reason, we're in a super pass heavy attack today, so they didn't take advantage of that. So like, even from a, you know, I think like a weakness of the Chiefs, which from a statistical perspective is their run defense, like they've always been able to turn it on in the conference championship and Super Bowl. So I know that doesn't really answer your question. I think the main answer is, yeah, I think their secondary receivers are still pretty bad. And Andy's really been just finding ways to get Rasheed and Kelsey and Pacheco the ball as much as possible. So I think that's still the biggest thing that the Chiefs have to worry about.
Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I see it the same way, but I just feel like we've kind of talked about that. Like, I agree for sure. It's just like you get a couple key plays. Again, you had the MVS catch tonight. Your boy Justin Watson had a nice little snag. Like, it does cause problems, but Ambry Thomas was the guy who was down at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just – it doesn't concern me as much as it probably should. I just feel like Pat is Pat, and he'll find a way.
And to be honest, like, MVS has actually strung together two – decent games where I was very vocal on saying that there's no way he would be able to do that. He had one good game and managed to have a second one in this matchup. I just think the dynamics of the offense change so much when Kelsey is making plays. Like, it's a completely different offense. Rashee Rice actually had a route today that was more than 10 yards down the football field where he like clearly won. And if he can do that, you know, that's going to be definitely an issue. I just think that the Niners have to cause havoc up front. Like, that they absolutely have to. The Ravens were unable to do that. Pat looked super comfortable. I don't see a way that they win this game unless Bosa absolutely goes insane. I just think, you know, obviously if Kelsey gets hurt or something like that, but if he continues to play the way he's played, Rice continues to play the way he's played, they use Pacheco as a receiver a lot. I think they will continue to do that. I think that's a smart play. You know, he's another one of their athletes they get the ball to. So, you know, short of giving Mecole Hardman the ball, I think the biggest weakness for the Chiefs is over there at right tackle, Juwan Taylor. And, like this could, you know, we talked about this, I think, in the first matchup, honestly, between these two teams, where, you know, Bosa is a decent bet to be, you know, Super Bowl MVP, because if they win the game, it's because he, you know, he absolutely dominates.
He has to. Like, Javon Hargrave, like, where's that guy been?
It's a good point. And Chase Young.
Yeah, Chase Young is a whole different cover. That guy got roasted on Twitter, though. I decided to leave him alone.
Yeah, him and Josh Reynolds, they both had a tough one. Niners -1.5 on FanDuel still, -118 on the money line. The Chiefs +100. So if you want, you can still bet Patrick Mahomes as an underdog in the playoffs for now a third straight week. Arjun has been clear to take that time and time and time again. Travis Kelce is apparently 23-1 to win MVP. I need to find where the MVP odds are. I don't know if you guys have them up. I'm looking. Here they are. On FanDuel, MVP, Mahomes +130, Purdy 2-1, CMC +430, Kelsey 23-1, Pacheco 39-1, Ayuk is 55-1, Samuel is as well, Rashee Rice 60-1, Kittle 90-1, Chris Jones 110-1, Nick Bosa is 120-1. Nick Bosa has the same odds to be Super Bowl MVP as Sam Darnold does.
Where are you seeing that?
This is on FanDuel. I would go bet this immediately.
I would bet Bosa and Kelsey immediately. You're telling me, yeah. And like, this is me like galaxy braining. Like, you're telling me Taylor's, yeah, here we go. Exactly. Like, if Travis Kelsey catches two touchdown passes in this game, they're going to literally like give him a second award on top of the MVP award. Just like, I would bet give both of right now.
They're going to give him a Grammy.
Yeah.
I love both of those. Yeah. Arjun, your thoughts?
Sorry, I kind of zoned out. Which two did you say again, Brad?
We liked Kelsey 23-1 and Nick Bosa 120-1.
Yeah, Kelsey, I can make the argument for. I'm curious what the argument for Bosa is. Because I feel like the argument
for Bosa is that if the Niners, conditional on the Niners winning this game, okay, I don't see a path to them winning the game without doing something to Mahomes. Like, you're, if Mahomes sits back in the pocket and is unencumbered, then the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, Brock Purdy is not beating Patrick Mahomes unless Patrick Mahomes has some sort of, you know, deficit that he has to overcome. And the biggest advantage that the Niners have, I think, across the board is Nick Bosa. You see it on the screen right now. Nick Bosa versus Juwan Taylor. Now, this said, last year we said the same thing about Andrew Wiley and Hassan Reddick, and they had an amazing game plan. Nick Bosa better than Hassan Reddick. But so just to be clear, I made the same bet last year on Hassan Reddick. It was like, I want to say 65 or 70 to 1 or something.
I think it was like 80. Yeah, it was good. It was up there. Yeah.
But I think Nick Bosa a little bit better. So, Arjun, that's my thought, is like, if the Niners win this game, how many ways can they win it unless someone does something to Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. So, okay, I get that point. I guess like my thing is with Mahomes and his sack avoidance, like, how many chances is Nick Bosa really going to get? And so in that case, I feel like I'd lean more to like a Fred Warner, where like he takes a pick to the house or he forces a fumble, where I feel like Mahomes is more suspect to making mistakes to those kind of players, like the linebackers or safeties, rather than the D lineman, where he's usually evading pressure. But I could totally see what you're talking about. And I mean, Donovan Smith and Juwan Taylor are both privileges at tackle. And I think, you know, there's definitely a chance that he smokes one off the line and gets a strip sack. But I think there's more, I think it's a higher likelihood that someone like Fred Warner has a higher impact on this game just because of Mahomes' pocket presence. Mm-hmm.
Fred Warner, 230 to 1. I think that's a great call out, right? Like, you know, you mentioned, so let's say that Nick Bosa wins consistently against Juwan Taylor, but does not get any sacks, right? Because of the, you know, but it forces Mahomes. Mahomes makes, you know, some sort of, you know, throw that he shouldn't have made. Who's going to take advantage of that, right? Is it a Fred Warner? You know, I think that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, that
and further on that, I think you would then, like, I'm just all narratives here. Like, I think Fred Warner, even if he doesn't have a pick, like, I think you probably do need like a pick or something like that. But let's say Travis Kelce has two catches for 19 yards, and it's like, because Fred Warner has this incredible coverage game where he's covering Kelce a ton, like, that's, you know, that's kind of the angle there.
Yeah. Kelce 23 to 1 is still my favorite.
This bet from Jay Scaff. Yeah, Kelce 23 to 1, I already bet.
I mean, that's the NFL is going to be trying so hard, hard for that.
Yeah, he could have one catch for 1 yard of touchdown. I'd be like, I like where I'm at.
Yeah. Good shout. Chiefs record first sack, -120. This is a tale as old as time. I also, there should be like a total sack number. At some point here, obviously, there'll be a ton of props, and many will drop later on. So we're just kind of covering the ones that are available now. But there will be plenty of ways to kind of bet on Mahomes' sack avoidance, which I think will be exciting. You can also bet. So on FanDuel now, they have first drive results as well. Those are all up. First half spread now also up. Niners are -1.5. +115 in the first half total. Where is that?
Should be, I really like this prop that's on the screen. Chiefs to have the first sack.
Yeah.
I feel like I could code something up to look how often that happens for each team, but that's a pretty good, I mean, Niners are, for whatever reason, like, have, they're -125. And Chiefs are -120, so I don't really understand that. But I guess I feel like I want to go in the data first and see like which team it happens to first, and maybe we can go from there. But but yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
It's on DraftKings.
It's on DraftKings. I don't see that. Arjun, I agree. Like, we should dive into it. The angle, I think, really is just like betting on Mahomes' sack avoidance. But
All right, should we do a quick recap of bets we'd like? And then we'll be back obviously on Wednesday and discuss props in more detail. Brad, I'll start with you.
For sure. Yeah. I'll roll with Kelce MVP 23-1, lock it in. And then the overstalled at the same price. You've already missed the boat on the Chiefs. They're now -105 on DraftKings on the money line. So yeah, I'll go the over 47.5 as well.
Wait, so sorry, Red. You said over, and did you say the Kelce one?
Actually, give me the Kelce +370. It's +360 it now. Yeah, +360 now to lead the game in receiving. There we go. Yeah.
We're moving markets out here.
Yeah.
Wait, George, can you go real quick? I'm almost done with this code thing.
Yeah. The Kelce to me is the obvious one. So whether it's over 66.5, if you want to take some of the results, that's where I would look as well. It's 68.5 right now, so it has gone up. So I would grab it. I mean, this is going to go. I would say it closes like 77.5. Like, there's just this is he's getting 20 targets in this game. Like he might retire after this game. He is going. They're going all out. So I really like the +370. I think that, you know, the total is compelling. I really like Purdy over 12.5 rushing yards, especially with the man heavy Kansas City offense. I think you mentioned Debo. Debo, I think, is interesting. Yeah. That number has moved up already. It's 59.5. So those are the ones that really stick out to me. And I thought, Arjun, your shout on Fred Warner was really interesting. 230-1, I think, is an interesting shout. But I'll say this: like, I think getting Mahomes as if you can get him at plus money to win a game in the Super Bowl against Brock Purdy, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you're an idiot.
Sometimes it's not complicated, right, George? Sometimes betting isn't that complex.
The better quarterback by like an absolute country mile. I don't know. He's played in so many Super Bowls at this point too, that it's like, you know, it's getting to that. It's getting that Brady point where like, he's just so comfortable in these situations, and it speaks volumes because the game, they're able to lengthen the game, and you know, they're never out of it because they just have so much calm and so much confidence, throughout the game. I think at some point it's that simple.
On that point, George, real quick on that offshoot, what number is your max limit to where you're still betting Chiefs live money line during the game? what's the spread? What's the, you know, the differential where you're still probably putting some cash down?
Putting some cash down. Yeah. I think anything under 20.
I was gonna say 17.
Yeah. Anything under 20, I'm probably still betting it. Because here's the thing, the Niners with a lead are not letting Purdy throw the ball.
Right. No chance.
Shanahan is now. Here's the thing. Like, Shanahan has now been in this situation. This would be the third time, right? So he obviously blew, you know, the 28-3 game as an offensive coordinator. They were up 10 with Jimmy G against Mahomes and blew it. But none of those times he had Christian McCaffrey. He is going to give Christian McCaffrey the ball every single time if they are up by two scores. You can bet on that.
Absolutely.
Arjun, what are your favorite bets?
Yeah. So I just ran some quick code. So I do really like the Chiefs first sack in this game. It's -120. This year, the Chiefs have gotten the first sack, if my code is correct, 13 out of their 20 games, including today. The Niners have only done it in 10 out of their 19 games. So the implied the season long probability on that favors the Chiefs. It's happened 65% of the time, and the implied probability by -120. I didn't really remove the vig, is like 0.54. So, you know, it's happened more than the odds are implying. So I really like the Chiefs -120 for sack. I think it's only up on DraftKings right now, but I'm sure it'll be up in other books later in the week.
Yeah, I love that one. That one at DraftKings. Shout out to, I want to make sure I get this right, Jay Scaff, who called that out. Huge fan of that. The question that everyone is asking, and you should be, is the national anthem.
Yes.
And so
who's singing it, you know?
I'm looking it up right now. Reba McEntire is singing the national anthem. Now, we have some experience with country singers singing the national anthem. The National Anthem Syndicate will be making a return. But we're not gonna do that here on this podcast. A lot of research goes into this. I don't see a line up for that yet. Hopefully it's up by Wednesday when we meet again and we can discuss. But needless to say, I'm reading a lot or watching a lot of Reba McEntire singing on YouTube over the next couple of days. Melbourne in the chat believes Reba's going under, but we don't know what the number is yet. So we'll have to see.
Can I just say really quick, because I just Googled that to start doing some YouTube analysis. Post Malone is also singing America the Beautiful. What? Which is just so, like, just picturing Post Malone just, like, face tats from his, like, eyeballs to his chin singing America the Beautiful. Like, it's 2024 is a beautiful place.
Like, just I love high it. As can possibly
yeah,
be.
Just the most stoned guy in the in the entire state of Nevada. I love it. Actually, I think, anyway.
That's perfect. That's Vegas in a nutshell.
It's perfect.
America the Beautiful sung by Post Malone is what Vegas is all about. Yeah, it'll be good. I had totally forgotten that the national anthem, we get to bet on it in the Super Bowl. So we'll be back on Wednesday night. Hopefully we've got some additional props out, including the national anthem. For now, go grab some of those before they shoot way up. I would bet. What do you guys think? Let me just ask you this. What do you think Travis Kelce's receiving prop is when we talk on Wednesday?
74.5.
Yeah, I think that's a good number.
Yeah, I'll just for shits and giggles, I'll go 77.5. There it is. Chiefs, Niners, Redeem Team. We'll be back on Wednesday night. Thanks for hanging out. Love y'all. Peace.